All right, little special edition Grapes and Gorak show. We're going to do a little fantasy preview of our Dynasty League draft.
Yeah, so if you're not in our Dynasty League, you're probably going to be really confused about some of this, but you could stay for the fantasy football talk. But this is mostly for the PCD, the Pat Chugs Dick Dynasty
League. It's the Pat Chugs Dick Dynasty League. We got a buddy Pat. Just in the end, Pat Chugs Dick.
Yeah, it's Always Sunny. Yeah. If anyone's seen the episode.
So we're in a Dynasty League. It's kind of a tight end premium. We've got a bunch of big play bonuses, reception
crazy
bonuses.
Scoring system. Yeah. And
like the average score, I think last year.
If you don't score 150, you probably are going to lose.
Yeah. And it's weird. Like you get people scoring like 180 to 220 mm-hmm. points a week. And it's weird. Like you've never played anything like it. When I first joined, it took me a whole year to figure out the scoring system.
Yeah, I think people are still figuring it out.
Yeah. And, the only thing I know is that I need a good tight end because he gets a 1 point per reception. And I need a good running back because running backs that catch the ball and are
workhorse
backs.
Our scoring system is based off total yards, not rushing. And there's bonuses for like 100 total yards. But anyways, it also has contracts. Like we have players with contracts. There's injured reserve. There's holdouts. There's franchise tags.
Yep, there's a salary cap. It's basically like playing Madden, but fantasy wise.
Yeah. So I mean, in
practice squads, it's a lot of fun. It's different. It was a redraft league up until this will be our fourth year.
Is that what it is? Yeah. This will be the fourth year of Dynasty.
The fourth year of Dynasty.
20-man rosters. So it's
8-man
deep.
Practice squad.
Yeah.
Rookie draft is separate from free agency. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I stole it from, I feel like it was Christopher Harris from ESPN.
Okay.
Just showed it on Twitter, some league he was in. So I just ripped the rules from that, and
yeah, it's perfect.
It's works really well.
Yep, I know. I tell a lot of like my friends who like fantasy football, they're like, "Whoa, that's way too confusing for me." But the guys who are really into it are like, "If you ever have an opening, like I want to try."
And
this.
Once you like it, like when you try to explain someone the rules, it sounds super overwhelming, and like, yeah, I'm never gonna do that. But once you're in it, it's not that bad. Once you learn, like. If you cut players' rules and like how much dead money you're gonna take and stuff, it's not really that confusing once you're in it. So.
Exactly. I mean, exactly. Like the first.
I mean, if
year,
Travis
Rennie
can
only,
do it, anyone can do it. That kid's an idiot.
You're the commissioner, and I'm sure the first year, like every week, like multiple times a week, you were getting bombarded with questions.
Well, people didn't know like what happens if I cut this guy with 4 years left? What if it's 3 years left? What if it's, that kind of thing? And, can I re-sign this guy?
There's different penalties on lengths of contracts. So it's really tough. But, like you said, if Travis Rennie can figure it out, anyone can figure it out.
And he's figured out how to do things I didn't even think about people doing. He's taken on bad contracts.
He's playing Billy Bean. He's buying draft picks, basically.
Oh, yeah. Drafting his whole team out of free agency. Next year, he's got 4 first-round picks. I don't know, the guy's...
Yeah, well he's like, Ben and Darren are creating a winner off first-round picks. But little does he know that you guys are actually getting good first-round picks.
Yeah, we're not getting, back into the first round.
You're getting 4 of the top 6, not 7 through 10.
Yeah, And he's trading extra picks to just get something that is a first-round pick, even though he already had top.
Yeah, I had, like, the 10th pick, and I moved down to the 3rd in the second round for...
An additional second you got.
And a 4th and maybe even a 3rd. Like, I don't know. He's just giving away picks. He didn't want anything if it wasn't a first-round pick. He didn't want it. He didn't care where it was.
Yeah. It just had to be first.
Exactly. If it's a first-round pick, that means I'm better than everyone else.
Well, we'll start with Rennie because let's go through all the teams. Since we're already talking about Rennie.
Yep.
He's very easy. Look him up. He's got one player.
Yeah. Let me look at his roster real quick. He's got $500-something and
he
one
has
player.
Gerald Everett,
the backup tight end for St. Louis.
Who's the Higbee's
the
starter?
I think Higbee's the starter. So,
no one on practice squad. He does have picks 7, 8, 9, and 10 in the rookie draft.
Yep. He can get some good players out of that.
How much dead money does he have?
I can see that, or I can check that out.
Because what Rennie did is he decided to take on everyone else's bad contracts. He would take a pick and their bad player, and then he just cut the player and take the dead money.
He has $145 in dead money.
Yeah, so our cap this year is almost just short of $700. and he has $145 of dead money. Yeah. But I don't. He went into the offseason with like no draft picks.
Yeah.
And ended up with 4 first rounders. So, yeah. No one else has tried this strategy.
No, it. I mean, it's a bold move, Cotton. But at the same time, like it could pay out. Like I don't know. It's either going to backfire or it's going to work out great. Yeah. It all depends on who he picks. Like, I don't know how the first. I mean, we'll do a mock draft later. But like, if Geis is there, he's going to draft in Sash Geis, and right there. I mean, I get planning for the future. But
I don't even think the rookie draft matters to him. He's got over $500 to spend in free agency, and that's all he cares about. I mean, he wants those guys,
yeah.
But I don't know if they're going to have a big effect on his team this year.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's more he wants to do what he did last year, because Rennie's strategy last year was have no one on his roster and just, I mean, he had McCoy, and then I think he tagged Kelsey.
Yeah.
And then he hit on Adams, Tyreek Hill.
Gronk.
Gronk. So,
he had Wentz for the first part of the year.
He's just going to try to find the good players in free agency again and run it and just do one-year deals and run it back again. Yep. I feel like that's his strategy. He doesn't look long-term.
Yep. And I think he likes the idea of the Dynasty League, but I think he's just like that's too much work to think in the future.
He's a win-now guy. Yep. He's trading his draft picks. He doesn't want to – he's not tanking.
Nope.
He doesn't have the patience.
No. Nope. Yeah, he'll never tank. He'll never tank. Or at least when like, he's really bad, he won't call it tanking. Like, well, he'll make moves to try and make it better.
Did he – what, did he make it to the championship last year?
Did he lose to Nick?
I think he lost to Nick. Because I beat Brad, right?
Yeah, you beat Brad, you lost
to Rennie. And then Rennie beat me.
Yep, it was Rennie versus Nick.
And I mean, his strategy paid off. He hit on all those players that he signed in free agency.
Compared to Shedynasty, who – going into the year, we all thought was going to have the best roster because they did the same thing.
They just missed on all their players.
They missed on DeMarco Murray,
Terrell Pryor.
It's just all the guys.
They picked the wrong guys.
Yeah, all the guys you thought were going to do good, just they didn't do good, and the Haneys were stuck with them. So that's Rennie.
His team is either. There's no one on his team right now, so it all comes down to who he picks. His team could suck, it could be good. He's in his cap space, like his cap situation's fine. He's got first round picks. I'd say like as far as like assets, he's in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
So like he can build a good team, but he's got to pick the right guys. Free agency isn't the deepest this year, but
if you can hit on 3 or 4 of those guys,
then he'll be fine. Yep. There's teams that are in worse shape roster wise that have like problems where he's kind of running from a clean slate.
Yep. Yeah,
4 first round picks is that's pretty good.
Yeah, 4 first round picks is still 4 first round picks. I mean, remember Tony picked Smith-Schuster in the first round last year, and we're like, "Whoa, that was
a dumb pick."
Yeah, like
and
second
then
round
Schuster
pick.
Was one of the best. There was a lot of
probably the best rookie wide receiver.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah,
most of the rookies were trash.
Yeah,
John Ross, Mike Williams, Zay Jones.
Yeah,
none of them are good. So that's Rennie. Let's stick in his division.
I've got next in his division is we'll go with Brad before we do the newcomer. Brad's team.
I think Brad has a really good team.
I do too.
Brad was an idiot.
Yeah,
I think he's smarter than people thought.
He's smarter than I thought when he came into the league. I was like, yeah, let's let Brad in. I'm ready for this. But he made some moves.
He picked Zeke, and his team's been good ever since.
Yeah. Well, then remember last year's draft, he had the same picks as he has this year, 11 and 12.
Yep.
And he went with P. Ryan, which sucked. And he got Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
And
he also later on took all the Cowboy running, or the, not the Cowboy,
Packers.
The Packer running backs. So.
Yeah.
But hitting on Kamara, now you have Kamara, Zeke. You do have the Packer running backs as backups.
You know, now that I think of it, did I trade him Hopkins right before free agency last year? Because I know me and Pat made a move.
You did. Pat traded him Hopkins.
Okay.
You did it for Amir Abdullah, right?
Yeah.
You did some sort of Amir Abdullah trade with. I thought. Are you sure it wasn't with him?
I thought it was Hopkins. I thought I got Hopkins from Pat, and I think I traded.
I think you traded Hopkins for Amir Abdullah.
I think I did too.
Last year. Because I'm pretty sure Brad has been sitting on Amir Abdullah for a while.
Yeah, it was. I think it was right in between free agency gap between the draft.
Well, and Brad also, so he has DeAndre Hopkins, he's got Zeke, he's got Kamara, then he's got Will Fuller, the Packers running backs, and he still has $330 of cap space plus 2 first round picks.
Yeah, you could potentially go and get, you know, Beckham or Bell, mm-hmm. and whoever you get with the first round pick. I mean, Brad's in great shape.
He wants to get Le'Veon Bell because he's got James Conner.
Oh, but which is weird because usually it's backwards. Usually you have the hand, you get the good back. Yeah. You want the handcuff. He's got the handcuff. He's like, well, might as well go get the good back.
It's Brad. He just loves those running backs. Needs a tight end.
Yep. He's got Dak Prescott, but I think an upgrade
would, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, Prescott wasn't bad fantasy wise last year, but you know, there's some almost every quarterback out there you can definitely upgrade from Dak Prescott. Which, yeah.
He's got no real bad contracts either. I mean,
no, not at all.
No, I mean, $100 for Zeke, $100 for Kamara, $120 for DeAndre Hopkins. I mean,
yeah,
good cap. This is the first year he doesn't have dead money either, because he had all those terrible contracts from Tyler Prochel,
yep,
and he Randall Cobb, and he cut them all last year. So all the dead money was last year. He's going into the offseason with $0 of dead money, so he can use the whole $694. So I think Brad probably wins this division, but it's got to be the Shoes, who's taken over for the Seagulls.
Oh.
Got a real strong roster, too.
He does. And, you know, if Rennie does something with his roster, this could be the toughest division.
Yeah, this could be really good. If Rennie can repeat the magic of his free agency last year,
yeah,
this would be a pretty good.
But it's got to be the Shoes. They took over. You know, the Seagulls had some assets.
Seagulls were like a perennial underachiever, you know? They always put together teams that I thought were, like, smart. Like, oh, I like that guy.
Yep.
But they never won. Yep. I don't know.
The guys either got hurt or underperformed.
I always felt like they knew what they were doing.
They did.
And they never would win any games. So I don't know what the problem is.
Which is unfortunate because, like, you put together a roster like that. Yeah, I mean, last year they got a sweet deal on Rodgers and drafted Leonard Fournette, and they were trash. Like,
yeah, somehow they still couldn't pull anything off. They got Leonard Fournette 2 overall because my team took Christian McCaffrey.
No.
But they've got a lot of players on their roster. I mean, this is now Scott.
Yep, Scott Barney.
So he took over. The Seagulls, you know, flew away.
Yeah. Although spread their wings and fly.
Yeah, they couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle the league, you know. It's very sad.
But they'll,
it's tearing them apart.
But one or both of them will be here on Tuesday.
To draft for primetime.
Yep, because primetime is MIA. Might be dead. We don't know.
R.I.P.
We don't know. but, yeah, so they'll be filling in. And whenever Pat ends up, you know, showing up again, if he ever...
He'll take back over.
Yep.
But looking at Scott's team, he traded for David Johnson in the offseason.
Smart.
He gave up Joe Mixon, George Kittle, and Keenan Allen. It was a three-way deal, though. Keenan Allen went to Doug Flutie's kids, and the third overall pick went to Thundergun. So Thundergun got Joe Mixon, the third overall pick, and George Kittle. Shoes got David Johnson, and Rob got
Keenan Allen. That's a good deal all around.
Rob, a Charger fan, you know, doesn't care for draft picks very much, so he was more than happy to give it the third overall pick.
I mean, a third overall pick for Keenan Allen,
yeah,
especially
with how this draft is looking.
Yeah.
After Saquon, it's looking pretty ugly. So.
And Keenan Allen's, what, 26, 27?
And he was a monster last year. So
if he stays healthy,
Rob's
like
he's a really good
player.
And then
player.
Rob flipped that pick to Rennie, because Rob got a pick in that deal too, actually. He got Keenan Allen and
one of our seven or eight.
Yeah, we had a later one, so we flipped it. But, yeah, David Johnson paired with Leonard Fournette. I mean, that's two of the best. That's a great duo at running back. Aaron Rodgers. He's got Amari Cooper, Allen Robinson, Sterling Shepard, Devontae Parker. Ugh, I don't know about that one. Seahawks D, Justin Tucker. And then on the practice squad, O.J. Howard and Marlon Mack. So, really good group of guys to start with. Only $135 of cap space. But the fourth overall pick in the draft.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I think this is one of the teams that's, like, more finished than most. Like, you got blank slate Rennie, Brad somewhere in between. This team's already, you could start a team right here. You just need a tight end, you know.
Yep.
It's got the quarterback, got two running backs, got a slew of receivers.
And depending on how the Bucks play on using O.J. Howard, you might
even have the tight end on your roster. Yeah.
So,
just got to add a few more small things, and I think this team's pretty good.
Yep. So that's the NFC South.
And the NFC was way better than the AFC last year. We had a team win 3 games and make the playoffs in the AFC. So
I was the worst team in the league at 2-11.
Yeah, 2-11.
2-11, and I was a game away from making the playoffs.
That's how lopsided the league was.
I wanted to lose I wanted Saquon Barkley, and I almost made the playoffs.
Yeah.
If I my and I had Tim's pick, who made the playoffs with 3 wins. Had he lost his last game, since he won his last game, his 3rd overall pick turned into number 9.
Because he not only made the playoffs, which put him in the bottom half of the first round, he won a game with 3 wins. He beat Pat. So
and that's
really screwed you over a bit.
Yeah, definitely. Because I took that pick instead of getting my own first pick next year. Because I figured Tim was going to be bad. And so
He had 3 wins.
Yeah, so I played it perfectly. But
the tiebreaker killed you.
Yeah.
I ended up getting the 3rd pick, which was the 2nd overall pick was the Haney's. And then it was Rob, but Rob traded it to me. So
yep. So that's that division. And then the next conference has Balls Deep, War Pigs, and Thunder Gun Express. Where do you want to start? You want to start with...
Let's start with War Pigs.
Start with War Pigs. David.
He was the original champion.
I was the original champion.
Well, you claimed you took over... You claim you ran his team. You beat yourself in the championship.
I beat myself in the championship.
Ben's here. There he comes.
The War Pigs is owned by my brother, and he didn't know what he was doing.
He ran that team. You didn't run that team.
Doesn't matter. He ran it into the
I don't
ground.
Even know who he had that year.
Le'Veon Bell.
Bell and Brown?
Pat
had Brown.
Pat always had Brown. I'm not sure. I don't know. I know he had
The winner always has Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah. Seems that way.
But now he has Devontae Freeman and Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
Another poor Seagulls. They drafted Todd Gurley. I think in the original roster draft, because I don't think he was in a rookie draft. But he sucked for them.
Yep.
They trade him to War Pigs, and
he went off for the most points in the league last year.
Yeah. So it just always seemed to happen that way for the Seagulls. But he pairs him with Devontae Freeman for another team with a good tandem at running back.
Yep.
Adam Thielen.
Yep.
Zach Ertz.
He's got a solid good four guys. And, you know, Pat won the league with 3 good guys.
There's 2 different ways to kind of build your team. Like, solid all the way through or just spend a ton on, 3 guys. Yep. And Pat won it the second year
with 3
with
guys.
Literally just Bell, Brown, and T.Y. Hilton.
David the first year won it with, 3 or 4 guys, you know? He had, he didn't have,
I don't know
like
who he had, but he had Bell and...
There had to have been another running back. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just know, he only had, 4
If you don't
guys.
Have your big guys get hurt, you're always going to be in the game. So,
yeah.
It's like even with David's team here, as long as Zach Ertz, Devontae Freeman, Todd Gurley, and Adam Thielen stay healthy, he's going to be competitive.
Yeah.
He's got to find some players. He's only got $130.
Yeah, it's going
to
be tough.
It's going to be tough to fill out 15 more guys.
And he's not very good at drafting.
And he has no rookie draft picks either. His first pick is in the 5th round.
Yeah, well, and David doesn't even know anybody in the first round anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Why do you say stuff like that?
Well, because it's the truth. It's the truth.
You're just mad that he wins more games than you ever year.
I'm very
pretty sure he was the highest scoring team. No, that was Nick Hammers was the highest scoring team and did not make the playoffs 2 years
well,
ago.
Well, yeah, and then I think David was the...
One of the highest this year.
I think it was 3rd last year.
Yeah, and didn't make the playoffs.
Didn't make the playoffs.
I think his team's a little too top-heavy for me. I feel like... If Devontae Freeman takes a step back, or if Todd Gurley gets banged up, he's not going to be good.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's the thing with this team.
He's paying $165 for Gurley and $160 for Freeman. That's over half your cap. And then $95 for Thielen. I like Thielen.
Well, I like Thielen. It's just I don't think he's going to repeat last year.
Yeah.
It's tough to repeat last year.
You're paying him a premium receiver for $95, so we'll see about that squad. Let's go to Tony Cronin.
Tony Cronin, who walked out of the draft last year with $200.
I don't know if it was that bad. $100. It was well over $100, though. Didn't spend his money, and then ended up winning, 8 games.
Yep. When the money that he didn't spend, he could have signed, a Tyreek Hill.
Easily,
or
Devontae Adams,
and he just refused to.
He just wanted to keep
money.
That cap for later, I guess. His team is kind of a blank slate for the most part. He's got, I think, the most cap of anybody, almost $560.
Yeah, I think he's right above Rennie.
Because Rennie took on so much dead money that I think it put Tony ahead. Tony's got Juju Smith-Schuster, Alex Collins, Blake Bortles, Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, because he's got, and Hunter Henry.
But
IR.
Yeah, so he's got 1 good receiver, 1 good running back. Not great, but he's basically... going clean slate. I mean, to expect him to be one of the people that goes for Le'Veon Bell or Odell Beckham or
both with that kind of money. depending on how what the price tag is.
It's and it depends if he decides, screw it, I'm just gonna get 2 stars and fill it in with scrubs, or I'm gonna go like Rennie style last year was more $50 guys. So maybe people try to copy that.
Yep.
So that Tony, you know, I can't tell if he knows what he's doing, you know?
I don't know either.
Schuster looked like a dumb pick last year, and it turned out to be really good.
Yeah, it's true. But, I mean, he still hasn't called up Mahomes from his practice squad. And I'd start him over Bortles.
Yeah, the five-year deal for Bortles isn't looking too smart.
Yeah, no, that was embarrassing, even when it happened. But, yeah, I don't know. Tony's all right. He's an all right guy. He's an even worse fantasy player. But yeah, his roster, it's meh. Trade me Mahomes and we'll talk. Let's jump to your roster then.
Clearly the best team in the league. I mean, I'm just going to say it. I mean, you can keep claiming it's not, Ryan, but.
I mean, it's close.
To who?
All right.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it's a really good, well-rounded roster with four of the top six first-round picks because everyone keeps trading you guys first round picks for trash.
People don't value
You guys got a first round pick for Dante Moncrief.
I got a first round pick for Devontae Booker last year.
Bullshit.
Yeah, Nick Hammers gave us the first round pick for Devontae Booker last year.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, they love to do it. They love to Dante Moncrief. I wonder where all these picks did come from because they just keep coming. Next year, I've got like four or five first rounders.
Yeah,
too.
I just don't get it.
Last year, we walked away with Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Kareem Hunt.
It's an okay haul.
So those three on the roster, Joe Mixon on the roster, Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Those are our five running backs.
Deshaun, you just traded for Deshaun Watson.
Yep, got traded for Deshaun Watson, traded for Devontae Adams, and then we have Michael Thomas.
Then that was 2 years ago.
We've had him on our roster.
Yep.
And then George Kittle, David Njoku at tight end.
Which was weird. Didn't you draft Thomas,
trade him,
and trade back for him?
Yeah.
Wasn't he just a throw-in?
We traded for Gronk the year we drafted Thomas, and Thomas ended up being a little better than we expected.
Yeah.
And then Rennie used Thomas for a while, and then we traded to get him back.
No. No.
Adams was acquired because Rennie didn't want – he held out on – so he scored too much, so he was going to be a holdout, and Rennie refuses to pay anyone.
Yeah.
So he traded you, Tyreek Hill.
For a first.
And traded us, Deontay Adams, for like a third.
Which I didn't know that he was – not going to tag any of those guys. He was practically giving them away.
Yeah, he cut Rome and Tate.
I literally would have taken both Adams and Hill for a first. I probably would have gave him a third as well.
Yeah, he wanted nothing to do with any pain.
I would have taken both of them because we'll get to my situation.
Yeah, your situation's a joke.
Outplayed myself.
On my team still, you have Mike Williams, Kenny Golladay, Chris Godwin, three receivers on the practice squad.
Yeah.
And like you said, I got second overall, third overall, fifth, and sixth overall.
Yeah.
So
the
best just get better. Not to mention $250 of cap space.
Still enough
can
to
still
get
add a really good player or a couple good players.
Yeah.
Need a tight end.
You can get a premium player and then
out because it's a pretty full roster already, 15 some players. So
I expect you guys to go for another top tier receiver in free agency, and
we lost Marquise Lee for the season. Had him for $1.20.
Yeah.
Like. Because Rob Way took him last year for $1 and signed him for 3 years. That Rob Way, you know, always a forward thinker. You know?
Yeah, well, Rob Way loves the savvy vets, you know.
Oh yeah, he likes the guys that no one else likes.
You know, if they've produced on one of his fantasy teams in the past, you better bet your ass he's going to get them this year.
It's that or a lightning bolt on their helmet.
Yeah,
one of the two.
It's exactly how he plays it.
So that completes the NFC.
Thundergun and Mean Machine are probably the two best teams.
I think so, because those are the two teams that already have a good base, and they have money, and they have draft picks. Rennie's got nothing. He's got like a blank slate. Tony's kind of a blank slate, a little better than a blank slate, but so you don't know what they're going to be. You don't know if they're going to draft well like Rennie did last year or draft like, you know, Cam Haney did, like a disaster, you know. And then
wild card out of that, I would probably say it's got to be the Shoes.
Yeah, he's actually got a pretty talented team.
Yeah.
But
I think he's getting dealt a really good hand.
Yeah.
He started tinkering with it. And I think during the season, he's probably going to do a lot more. I think he's one of those guys who is going to be active on the trade wire. You know, he's going to be always looking to upgrade. He doesn't want to settle.
He's not a Tim Schmieg who just goes rogue and doesn't respond to messages and doesn't make pickups, you know.
Remember, he could have traded Jet McKinnon for 2 or 3 first-round picks.
I think it's 2 firsts and 2 seconds for Jarrett McKinnon like a couple years ago.
Yep.
Didn't want to do it. But at least he responded back then. I'm banging on his door to get Stephon Diggs, to John Ross. No responses. Nope. And if you do get one, all it does is just says pass. Just says pass. Or hard pass. If it depends if he doesn't like it that much. So.
Yeah, you know, I was going to try and trade him like the first overall pick for Diggs and someone else. And, well, there's no someone else on that team.
No, Tim's team is awful. It's Diggs. I would say, I mean, the NFC's tough because, like you said, it's got to be the shoes with that running back tandem. But then even War Pigs with Gurley and
And Tony can do something.
Well, and then, you know, Rennie and Tony both have the cap space to do stuff. So
it's
going to be tough. There's no bad roster in the – I would say the worst I would – if I had to pick one that I wouldn't want would be David's War Pigs.
Just because there's no room to
No room to do anything.
I mean, unless
great running back tandem.
Yeah, but. I mean, I think the best move for David is probably try and find a trade partner for Gurley before free agency. He's not going to.
No.
But if you could – because you could unload Gurley and get a couple good players. Mm-hmm. Just
based if I was him, I'd look to unload Devonta Freeman, though, because I'm worried Tevin Coleman's going to cut into that workload a little bit more. I mean, Gurley's the number one player, so I'd maybe hang on to him and look to
trade Freeman. I just think you'd be able to get more for Gurley. Oh, absolutely.
You might not be able to trade Freeman at $150-some dollars. But go to the AFC?
Yeah, we can go AFC. Should we start with – well, we've talked a little bit about him. Let's start with Doug Flutie's kids, Rob Way.
Rob Way, like we said, loves Chargers, loves old vets.
Loves Doug Flutie.
Loves Doug Flutie's kids. Yes. Not an Eli Manning fan.
No.
But
no.
A big Drew Brees fan.
Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, Doug Flutie. Oh, yeah, I think he's got portraits of them hanging above his bed.
He's a big fan. So he's still got some players from the original draft because he decided to really lock guys in for a long time. He's got Jimmy Graham.
Well, can we explain why
he decided
to? Because he was looking at the spreadsheet.
Yeah, Google Doc. We keep it where all the rosters are. And we did our draft, and then everyone was supposed to fill in how many years they wanted to sign people for. So me and Ben went like 5 years, but then switched it right before the deadlines to submit it. And Rob just copied ours.
Yeah, thinking long-term deals was, that's the right way to go.
He went and looked at ours thinking, these guys are smart. They know what they're doing. So he's still got 2 more years on Jimmy Graham at $112.
Oof.
He's had Melvin Gordon since the beginning, Philip Rivers since the beginning. He just acquired Jay Ajayi.
He's still got Brandon Cooks from the beginning, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and he's at $127.
He's been on 3 different teams since he's drafted him.
Yeah.
But he's got a pretty decent, like, core with he's got Rivers, Melvin Gordon, Jay Ajayi, Keenan Allen, Brandon Cooks, Jimmy Graham, and then a couple fillers.
And Tyrell Williams and Pierre Arson.
They're not. It's not. Those are 2 solid players. So he could run a team right now. He's got the lowest cap space of anyone with just $70. So that's kind of his team. You're looking at it because he's got a couple second round picks and
well, I'm looking and he's got Tywan Taylor on the practice squad.
Yeah, he's been. I think that's hyped a little bit.
Yeah, that could come in handy.
And Tariq Cohen, maybe he has a little more of a role with the Bears and he can fill in for Rob. But Rob's going to be able to pick up 3-4 just $10, $15 guys, and that's going to be his team.
I bet he picks 3 quarterbacks again.
What?
I bet he gets 3 quarterbacks again.
A couple kickers, 2 defenses.
Yeah.
Fill it out. He's heard of them.
Exactly. He'll go hard for that Chargers defense.
Oh, it's a good defense.
Is Derwin James good?
Who is he? What position? I feel like his team's not that good, though, overall. Like, I don't really like Jay Ajayi that much. Jimmy Graham is not worth $112. But he's got players.
Yeah.
I don't know. In the AFC, he could win because the AFC's pretty bad.
It's weak. It's very weak. So, yeah, I mean, he could win if he gets – if he can hit on, like, a $30 player.
Yeah. Like, just needs one more starter to turn out good.
Yep.
Or maybe he hits on that early second-round pick and gets someone like Evan Ingram was last year.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Who else is in his division?
Shady Nasty.
I thought this was probably the worst roster going in, but then DeMarco Murray retired and saved them like $120.
Yeah.
Because keeping him was, I thought, a terrible move by them. Yeah, because why you would not cut him?
I don't know, because you're gonna save like $60 by cutting
him. Now they ended up saving all of it. There is no Ted money, because when someone retires, you get all that money back.
Yep. So I mean,
they stumbled into a good move.
Yeah, and now their roster is kind of wide open. They have $200 to spend. They can go get a Bell or a Beckham and then just kind of fill the roster out.
I don't know if you.
I don't think I would.
$200 for Bell or Beckham. I think you're spending almost all of that.
I
don't know what people are gonna go for, but once Nick Hammers tagged Julio at 190. I could see Bell go for 170, and then you can't do that because you got to fill the rest.
You know, my opinion on that is I think everyone's looking at the Gurley, the Freeman, and the Julio Jones and going, oh, these guys are strapped for cash.
Yeah, it could
There's
be.
No
Maybe
way.
Bell does go for like $120 or something, and then they can still do it. But
because last year we thought everyone would go for a bunch of money.
And they
didn't.
They all went lower. Yep. $50 for Tyreek Hill, $50 for Davante Adams. Well, they have C.J. Procise and Wendell Smallwood as a running back, so they are desperate for running backs.
And which sucks because there are not many running backs.
The free agent running backs are, you know, Bell, Lamar Miller, McCoy.
And scarce.
Yeah, with McKinnon going down.
I mean, Kroll.
Yeah. They traded their first to Rennie for Rob Gronkowski. I thought was a bad move.
I agree.
He's always hurt.
Yep. If he's not, it's a good move. Yeah, because it was a late first.
If they're good, because otherwise, first could be.
Oh, that's right. It was a future.
It's next year's first.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was a future first. Yeah,
they're first next year. So if they're bad, and I think they're going to be bad, they just handed Rennie a premium pick. Now they can't even tank. If they wanted to tank, it's just silly.
If they had their first, you could easily trade Gronk and AJ Green to somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I just think they should have just blew it up this offseason because. They $200, no draft picks. They have Gronk, AJ Green, and nothing.
Yep, they almost would have been better off trying to trade Green for a first and
filling
their roster
with young talent. Just try to pick up guys for cheap. Pick up Jarrett McKinnon for cheap and sign up for 3 years.
Yep.
So I don't. That's and they're not paying Delanie Walker. So Delanie Walker held out, and they're choosing not to pay him. So he's sitting down there. On the practice squad.
Yep, because he's owed like $42 or something.
53 is what they 53. Would have to pay him. So instead, they're just not going to. No one else was interested, apparently, to paying him either.
Which, so, I mean, I wouldn't really want to pay Delanie Walker
$53.
No, 53
is. That's like the going price for a good tight end. I mean, they're paying Gronk 102.
Yeah, but I think. Yeah, but he's a
why not keep your first round pick and just pay Delanie Walker half the price?
That's exactly what I would do.
I mean, you get not only do you keep your first, you get $50 to go spend on another good player.
Yeah. Now and then at that point, then you really can maybe go for an elite player.
What you could do is then trade your first for something else. If you really don't want to make a pick, they could have traded for Tyreek Hill. Would you rather have Tyreek Hill and Delanie Walker or just Gronk and So mismanaged. These two Haneys, they're still learning. Have they ever won a title?
They have not.
Who's not won a title? Travis Rennie, big time failure. He's the Andy Reid of this league. Always gets it done in the regular season, never finishes.
Tim Schmeig.
Tim Schmeig's a joke, never makes the play. Made the playoffs with 3 wins for the first time ever.
Me and Pat won. Rob Way.
Usually competitive, but I think he doesn't make enough moves. You know, he's kind of autopilot,
Tony Cronin.
Tony Cronin's been only in the league for a few years, so.
Yeah.
Has Brad won?
Brad won his first year when he got Zeke. Remember, didn't he?
No.
Yeah.
War Pigs, Pat.
Oh,
Nick.
That's right.
He lost the title.
Pat.
Yeah,
he lost
yeah.
to Pat.
So, Seagulls obviously never did, which means Scott never did. Thundergun has never won Dynasty, but we won.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking, then you haven't. And so. Anyways, all I know is Rennie loses. He loves to lose.
Haney's. Love you as people. Again, good people, not good fantasy players.
Trash.
Yeah, so that's them. Who else is in that?
There's one more team.
The reigning champion.
Dickless Hammers. So,
hi, Nick.
Yeah, hey there, Nick.
Somehow
won the championship. Didn't seem like he had that good of a team.
He had
AFC was weak.
He had John Stewart as his number two running back.
Yeah, but he did have Evan Ingram, Mike Evans, Julio Jones.
Jordan Howard.
Larry Fitzgerald, I think he had for most of the season.
Cooper Kupp.
Jordan Howard. So a pretty good team all around. Derek Carr was his quarterback.
And I think he upgraded from Carr towards the end of the season.
Oh, did he?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think he got smart.
So he's kind of really, I mean, he's got $145 of cap space. He doesn't have much for draft picks.
But he's got a solid core.
Yeah, he still has Mike Evans.
Again, there's two ways to win this league.
Pay a lot for a few stars.
Or build a solid team. Yeah. Doing three.
Last year he was more of the solid team. But yeah. Now he just paid Julio Jones $193 by franchise tagging him. He owes Mike Evans $153. Jordan Howard $100. And he paid Evan Ingram, who held out. So he's definitely going stars and scrubs.
Yep.
Needs another running back. But if he gets it, that's a pretty good, just as far as top talent.
Yep. Yeah, because he's got...
But with only $145, I don't know what running back he's going to get. And still fill out all of his backups, quarterback, defense, kicker.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough. He's got a lot of work to do.
I think he's still the favorite in that division.
Probably.
Rob and him, I think, are a step above the Haneys. But I think I like the top-end talent on Nick is pretty
good. Nick just can't have an injury.
Yeah, Nick is. It's similar to kind of like David, where they've got three or four stars, and if one gets hurt, there's not going to be a lot of depth there.
Or if Fitzpatrick can't get Evans the ball.
Yeah, Evans was, you know,
he's got that big name,
but he doesn't
He's almost a better like a best ball league player.
Yeah, yeah. Like you'd rather have like his peaks are like so good, but then he has.
I've been in a couple redraft leagues and like. You know, we're Vikings fans, so, like, it makes sense to take Diggs over Evans. But it's just weird to see, you know, Diggs going over Evans because of all the hype surrounding Evans. You know, big receiver, yeah, big body. Five. You know, he can make plays, but he's inconsistent, you know?
He was even inconsistent last year. And then Julio was kind of inconsistent, too, which is kind of funny that Nick still won the title because... You know,
and Julio Jones only had three touchdowns.
Yeah.
So
that's... I think Fitzgerald helped him a lot, and he lost Fitzgerald. So yeah. We'll see. So we're one final division. Should we start with you? Save you for last.
Save me for last, so we can get some really good takes out of this. Let's start with Pat, because he chugs dick.
Yeah,
rest in peace, Pat.
Just an idiot trading for Tevin Coleman from me. $65 four-year deal. I am so glad to get rid of that contract.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess if
Devontae Freeman gets hurt,
he's a monster.
Extended period of time.
Next year, if Tevin Coleman goes to a team on his own,
yep.
Then the contract's not so bad. But
right now, in a running back by committee kind of thing, $65 is overpaying.
Yeah, you want him to be your like bye week fill in or a third running back, and that's the only running back he has on his roster. He's got Antonio Brown, $193. He's got Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan, and Adam Vinatieri. So he has basically Antonio Brown as a for sure good player. $320 to spend, no draft picks basically.
Yep.
He's not going to be at the draft. The Seagulls are drafting for him.
And, you know, Pat's the kind of guy who gets a couple good players and then crap. He won with Brandon LaFell as like his second receiver. Yep. It was crazy.
Well, that year he had T.Y. Hilton, Antonio Brown, and Le'Veon Bell, and the rest of his team was garbage.
Yeah.
I think he used, like, Latavius Murray some.
Yeah.
But that might have been last year. I don't know. It was
bad.
But somehow he's always competitive. He's usually always competitive, Pat, so.
Yep. I mean, he won the division last year.
Yeah, he was the only team that really had a good record in that whole conference.
Yeah.
Him and Nick, I guess.
Yeah, him and Nick were legit the only two with a good record in that conference.
Yeah, because
Tim made the playoffs.
With three wins. And then Tim promptly beat Pat, which was just pathetic.
Yeah, that was
pathetic. I don't know. Pat's got $320. I'm sure he'll try to grab one really good player. Maybe he'll just try to get Bell back, because he was the owner of Bell, lost him because contract run up was way too expensive.
Yeah.
But if he could get him back, bring back Bell and Brown and run it back again, he's always competitive with them.
Yeah, and I wouldn't doubt. I mean, it sucks that... It was going to be Beaver who was going to fill in for Pat, so I'm sure they had talked a little strategy.
Well, Beaver still wants to show up, so I'm telling Beaver maybe just to talk to the Seagulls, tell them what Pat likes, and then Beaver can hang out, grab a sandwich, and leave.
You know, maybe that probably is really smart. Cause again, I'm sure Beaver and Pat.
I don't know. Beaver did say to me, it's an auction draft, so I'm not sure how much they talked.
Oh, Jesus. Well, you know, at least the Seagulls know how this league going.
That's why I like them filling in, because they actually understand how... I'm not going to... They don't need to decide the contract links and stuff, but at least they'll know the scoring system and whatnot.
Yeah.
All right, so what we got? We got Boston Schmeek Party. The Boston Schmeek Party. A perennial loser.
Yeah.
You know, bottom feeder.
Well, no, he is not a perennial loser.
I don't care if you make the playoffs with three wins.
He didn't just make the playoffs. He got a playoff win.
All I know is when the Sweaty and Ready, you know, disbanded, it was an ugly breakup. Who's won a title since? Dickless Hammers has won a title.
You're right. And, well,
how did he do it? By beating Tim Schmieg in the playoffs.
This is true. This is true. Sweaty and ready. I still don't know who was sweaty and who was ready, though.
I think Tim's both. I think Nick was just the and symbol in the middle.
The and symbol.
That's all that was.
But Tim Schmieg, he's got a solid wide receiver.
He's got Diggs. He's got Corey Davis. I don't know why he still has Devin Smith on his roster.
It is
why that
outrageous.
Guy wasn't cut. You know, it's little moves like that. You know, got to make those. You know, Brad Carlson doesn't forget to cut that guy.
No.
You know? Tim Schmieg, you know, he doesn't. You know, he's not paying attention.
No. And, I mean, even Doxson for damn near $40.
Yeah, I don't know. You can't give up on him. I think that was the third overall pick. I mean, I gave up on Corey Coleman, but Doxson at least has a chance. He's not getting cut by the Buffalo Bills.
True.
86 for Jordan Reed. Hopefully he stays healthier.
He's got to stay healthy. He only scored 67 points last year.
So, Kenyon Drake, $20. It's a good contract. He's got some good contracts. Diggs is $12.
Yeah, that Diggs.
Drake, $20.
Diggs is by far,
the most valuable asset.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the going rate's about $90-some for a good receiver because of the holdouts.
And Diggs, I mean,
Diggs is a monster for $12.
And he gets banged up, so he never finishes in the top 15, so he doesn't have to get extended. Yeah. He's always right on the brink where he wins you a bunch of ball games, but then
when
he doesn't
hurt,
play.
He doesn't play, and then he doesn't score in the top 15. Yep. So right now he's a 4-year deal for $12.
Yeah, I originally took Diggs. And he was eligible in the rookie draft. Nobody picked him. I grabbed him for $2 in the opening.
Yeah, the beginning of the roster.
In the beginning. Yeah. And then, I mean, I traded him to you guys.
Last year we traded him to get Christian McCaffrey to get the first overall pick. Yeah. We traded him Diggs, the 7th pick, which he took John Ross with, and Jesse James.
I thought he moved down to like 3 or 4 or something.
No, he moved
like
to
that.
7.
Okay.
We offered him 3 and 4 and stuff like that, but he didn't want it. Then we
offered
him Diggs.
Remember, he did move down to.
He already had the 3rd pick. Okay. He took Corey Davis.
Okay, yep. Right on.
It was Nick's original pick. Nick has had the first
overall pick
two straight years.
Yes. Three. Two.
Or like he's at least owned it for a portion of time or something.
Yeah.
Might have been, I don't know if it was Tim.
Well, because he traded for one. Last year's for Edelman.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
And then he traded Mike Evans this year.
Yep,
I traded Mike Evans for my first-round pick back because I wanted to tank. Because I needed to tank.
Yeah, do you do it? Well, Tim's got $466 of cap space, so he can do a lot of moves. Needs a running back. He probably needs.
But does Tim pay attention to fantasy, to football?
I don't know. It doesn't answer text messages.
Tim, yeah, you know, and I haven't seen you in a while, and, you know, like, we're really good friends, but I don't think I'm, like, ragging on you and don't like you, but, dude, like, you got to do something. You got a bunch of money. You've got digs that you can build around. Like, I'm expecting you to spend a bunch of money and get some good players, and
Diggs,
if you are just kind of sitting around picking your nose, eating some Snickers salad, I'm going to be quite upset with you.
Snickers salad sounds good.
Yeah. Where is that?
All right, let's talk. You know, we got Grapes of Wrath, 50 Shades of Grapes, you know, whatever you want to call them.
Team. We'll call them Grapes of Wrath.
It's a doozy. It's a terrible team. It was a terrible tank job. The only thing you got from it is your first round pick back.
Yeah, but at least I got that.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you
I,
will
I
have Saquon
Barkley.
Because
I would have been really bad with or without trading Mike Evans.
Oh, yeah. Your team was horrible.
I traded Evans and Beckham.
And
that's right.
Beckham,
yeah. But
Beckham got hurt.
Yeah.
So you, luckily, you got something for that. But Dante Foreman, you drafted last year. Doesn't look too good for him.
No, he's still hurt.
Yeah.
He's still hurt.
Otherwise, you have Austin Hooper. Chris Carson maybe could be something. John Brown. And then you traded your first this year for Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. Which I like. And then I extended him for 3
years. Yeah. You've got $220 of dead money. Seems like a lot for a team that tanked. That's where
I cut Demaryius Thomas, who was like $140 or something
like that. Yeah, I think you could have traded him if you really worked people. Those teams with $500+, they're stupid. You got to go after them.
Yeah.
I mean, some idiot took $28 of Corey Coleman off my team. Can you believe that?
Yeah, who was?
Oh, that was you.
I had three third round picks over the next 3 years.
Is worth more than that.
Yeah, but no. He's gonna be the gift that keeps on giving. We're gonna keep track of all these picks, and all of a sudden it's gonna be Corey Coleman and trash. Maybe he's not gonna be the gift that keeps on giving.
No, he's gonna be a plight on your roster.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. I mean, hopefully he goes to somewhere who needs a receiver like Buffalo or Cleveland.
He just got I didn't see what you were doing there. They didn't even want him.
Yeah.
If Buffalo doesn't want you, a receiver, you're not good. Yeah. Or you're just a bad apple or something.
I see a lot of people on Twitter like, well, there's no way Corey Coleman's like bad at football. You watch this. So like, I'm going to agree with them. There's no way Corey Coleman's
bad at
football.
Why do you say that? He could just be bad.
I mean, he's fast and he's short.
It's funny. It's like his first game he ever played, like 4 catches for 90 yards. Yeah. I was like, oh, good. I got drafted a good player. I was like, oh, wait, never mind. This dude's going to break his finger like 17 times.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I'm going to be able to pair Tyreek Hill with Chris Carson or with Saquon Barkley.
So that's a start. You got $300 more after that. Add a couple more stars. You're in a weak division with Tim Schmeeg and Pat.
Pat.
I mean, I think you got a chance. Maybe a year later. You do have 5 second-round picks.
Yeah.
Pretty sure the most picks of anyone. I see 11.
11. I got 11 picks, draft picks all in the first 4 rounds.
No 5th round. Should we jump into a mock draft?
Yeah, I think we should.
Run through that and then.
Yeah, we'll run through that and then we'll. If we want to BS about the draft afterwards and see what goes about, we'll do that. But I think mock draft sounds great. We got the board right in front of us. We got these fancy magnets that you ordered.
Yeah, we made nice magnets. And so I just started off. Obviously, I'll pick for you. You pick for me. And then we'll switch off in between.
We'll go through. Yeah, so since
I don't want to give my picks away.
Yeah, Darren will pick for me, and I'll pick for Darren.
And then we'll just switch off every other team.
Yep. And the first round goes Grapes, Thundergun. It's got to be the shoes. Thundergun. Whole F and Show has 4 consecutive at 7 through 10. And then Mean Machine rounds out the first round with 11 through 12. And I think we'll do a 2-round mock draft.
Yeah. We'll try to run through it relatively quickly. Yep. I don't want this getting too long here. But yep. I just say Saquon Barkley, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
he's the really the only good player in the entire draft, it seems like.
Yeah, and I'm not going to overthink this. I might have thought about overthinking it before Geist got hurt. But second, I'm going to go with Royce Freeman.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like the most likely other rookie running back to, like, have volume.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. You know, like, I think he's beaten out DeMonte Booker, and once he does that... There's no other rookie that looks like they're going to win the job. So
yeah,
it dries up quick. It isn't like last year where it was, oh, Kareem Hunt's going to have a whole job. Dalvin Cook's going to have the whole job. Christian McCaffrey, it's Barkley and then a huge drop to Royce Freeman.
It's weird
to take the 3rd-round guy, you know, but
yep.
Might happen.
And it's weird because there's, you know, after Barkley, there's not a lot of, like, solid rookies because, like, after that, I'm going to go with Kerryon Johnson because I watched a couple games of him in preseason. And he looks like he can play
offense.
The part. Yeah.
And it looks like their offensive line's better. And it's really not even Kerryon Johnson. It's like the other rookie running backs just have so many problems right now.
Yeah. And
so it's almost by default that he would maybe go there.
I think he can be a good player in that offense. And you're going to go with – it's got to be the shoes. Darren will make that selection. Looks like he won another running back.
Sony Michel.
You're going to go with Michel.
Well, and I think our league just, it seems like it leans more heavy running back in our league. Maybe that's just because of last year's draft class was so good, but I think people are going to be trying to chase that.
Yep.
I feel like Scott's the kind of guy that would go Sony Michel. Just, he's not going to wait for guys. Rashad Penny looks terrible.
He looks awful. He's so overrated.
Ronald Jones looks terrible. Nick Chubb, does he get ahead of Carlos Hyde? I think he takes Sony Michel. I'm back on the clock with 2 straight picks, which you'll make.
Yep, and with adding 2 running backs, that would put you guys at 8, I think.
Yep.
8 total running backs. So even that is a little stretch. So I'm not...
You divert to receiver maybe? Tight end?
I want to give them guys to have sit, but they're the kind of guys who want to play their first round picks. And I'm going to go with the best wide receiver available on the board. I'm going to go with Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley over DJ Moore, huh?
Over DJ Moore.
All right, okay.
But
the great offense, quarterback.
And you have
Thundergun needs receivers
you
after.
You have back-to-back picks, and it's Ridley first, it's Moore second.
Oh, okay. So back-to-back receivers after going back-to-back running backs with.
Yep. I think it's better to take the wide receivers later. I think with their longevity and everything like that, you can keep them on a slimmer contracts for longer. Mm-hmm. Running backs you can trade.
Yeah, running backs are more of an asset in this league. So next on is so four straight picks for Rennie. I'll do one. You do. We'll just go back
we'll
and
just
forth.
Go every other.
I think Rennie needs everything. He's only got Gerald Everett on his entire roster. Yep. I'm gonna start with a running back. Where do we got running backs here? He's gonna take.
Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb, seventh overall. I like that pick.
Chubb just seems like a Rennie guy.
Well,
Rennie watched a YouTube video. He's going to talk himself into it. Nick Chubb.
He's fighting for the job with Hyde and
Hyde injury, and Chubb could be good.
But I think Chubb's better than all three or the other two guys.
He took him a high second round pick, and Rennie's got four picks in a row. Yep. He could take whoever the hell he wants.
I know he's really high on this, man. We're going to go receiver Michael Gallup.
Yep, that's a big time. Rennie's a big Pro Football Focus guy. Loves him. Number one receiver.
And yeah, Gallup's a volume guy. Like, who else are they going to throw to in Dallas?
Right.
Who else you got?
I'm going to have Rennie go back to running back.
Ooh.
He's going to take Ronald Jones.
Right on. I like it.
I don't know if he's happy about with what he's getting here.
Yeah.
Was it worth trading up from all he had a bunch of seconds moving into the first? I don't know. He's kind of getting bad running backs, mediocre receivers.
I think
he might regret what he did.
And I can see it going like this, but I think with six overall, I think he's taking Geis.
So he'll wait a year with Geis?
Yeah, I think for sure Rennie's. I think with four first-round picks.
With four first-round picks, you might as well. So Geis falls all the way to 9 in our draft.
10.
Oh, yeah, you're right, 10. Yep. And he'll sit him on his practice squad or in his injured reserve.
Yep.
Now,
and we got back-to-back mean machine. Who hit on P. Ryan and Kamara?
He goes back to running back.
Ooh, Rashad Penny.
Not having a great preseason, but still a first-round pick. Brad's going to go with it. Brad wants the first-round running backs.
True.
Are we missing a player here?
No, I don't think so. I'm just kind of looking.
Okay. So Brad has Rashad Penny. He's got another pick here.
I think he needs a tight end. And Brad likes good players and good offenses. He's going to go Dallas Goedert. Philly Goedert. Because he plays for the Eagles.
Philly Goedert, Dallas Goedert. Tight end. Brad needs a tight end. Yeah. I don't even know if he has one.
I don't think he does.
So maybe he thinks that guy can start it off.
Yeah, I think Goedert over Gesicki and Hurst.
I think that's a Brad move. I think he would prefer to have the good quarterback. And, you know, even if Zach Ertz is there, he still could put up some numbers, and maybe Zach Ertz goes down, and all of a sudden you got a monster at tight end.
Yep. Before we go into the second round, let's take a quick pause, and so we can make sure that we've got kind of everyone we want to go with.
Yep. Hold on.
All right, we're back.
Let's recap the first round. It went Saquon Barkley, Royce Freeman, Kerryon Johnson, Sony Michel, Calvin Ridley, DJ Moore, Nick Chubb, Michael Gallup, Ronald Jones, Darius Geis, Rashad Penny, Dallas Goedert.
And I think the top 10 is secure. I think those guys are your top 10 picks. All depends on how Brad
I can see Rashad Penny jumping into the top 10, though. You know, if no one wants to wait for Geis. Not like Rashad Penny's looked any worse than, like, Ronald Jones looked bad. Penny's looked bad.
Yeah.
Maybe Gallup falls if the Rennie's been trying to fool us this whole time with his love for Gallup. But,
true.
Yep. I mean, we'll see. Graves back on the board. So far, he's added Saquon Barkley. Graves is going to be on the board 5 times this round.
Ooh.
He's going to start it off with, let's see here. Yeah, Grapes got a lot of needs. Running backs dried up pretty quickly, so he's going to go with the receiver. He's going to go Cortland Sutton.
Cortland Sutton. And that's a good player.
I like him. I think he might be blocked a little bit right now, but I think talent-wise he's there. And once he gets some volume in that offense, I think he's going to be real good.
I also think you look back and Sanders and Demaryius Thomas both missed time here and there.
Yeah, they're hurt a lot.
Once one of them goes down and dude gets a shot.
I think he's the real deal. So that's a good pick, top of the second. Now Doug Flutie's kids.
Doesn't
know what
one,
he's doing, probably.
No, he needs,
he's going to go highest draft pick available.
Which would make that Christian Kirk? No, Hayden Hurst.
But does he go with a tight end with already having Jimmy Graham?
Does he have Jimmy Graham.
Or does he maybe head to receiver? Or what do you think? Is there a charger on the board? Do we have a charger?
Is there a charger available? Is Austin Eckler still a rookie? You know?
He's got another pick in the middle of the second. Not that Rob is going to strategize. He's not known for thinking ahead. Most of the time, he's high.
We're going Christian Kirk.
Christian Kirk. He likes the name.
Rob's a Jesus guy. He's a Christian man. Can't pass up on a man named Christian Kirk.
It's a good pick by Rob Way. It's really going to help out his squad. Graves back on the clock. He's added Barkley, Cortland Sutton.
Where is he going after that?
He's wondering what is Thunder going to do behind him. Does he want to go tight end? No.
He says no.
He's sticking with the receiver again, and he's going to take James Washington of Pittsburgh.
James Washington. You know, after seeing Juju Smith-Schuster show up, it's kind of like you trust the Steelers. You do want a piece of that Steelers offense.
And right now, Rapes is just going with talent. He likes Sutton. He likes Washington. The role might not be there yet, but... You'd rather have a good player than a bad player, so that's what Grapes' strategy is so far.
Definitely. And we've got Thundergun. And
Thundergun has added Royce Freeman, Kerryon Johnson, Kelvin Ridley, DJ Moore.
They're going back to receiver. They are going Anthony Miller.
Bears.
Who
I like it.
I
word is he's tearing up training camp. Didn't see much in preseason, but... Yeah. Where does he's tearing up training camp?
You see a lot of fucking videos and everything of him making plays.
Just making people—they're breaking ankles. He's just getting wide open on them.
Yep, and I know he tweeted at Chad Johnson saying something like this and that. Like, I always like watch you and this and that. He's like, and Chad Johnson's like, just say the words and I'll fly out to camp. So,
really?
Yeah.
So there we go. We got Ocho Cinco coming out there, teach him how to get open.
Exactly.
We got Scott.
It's got to be the shoes.
He's added Sony Michel. Does he have a tight end?
I don't.
On his roster.
No, because O.J. Howard is on his
practice. And then he traded George Kittle. He's going to go tight end. It's between Hayden Hurst and Mike Gesicki. He's going to go with the more athletic player. Gesicki. I think Scott seems like a high upside guy. He's going to go Gesicki.
Yep, and I think not only high upside, but I think the volume's there too for him.
It seems like the Ravens are kind of going to go with like a three-headed group at tight end. Yep. It seems like Gesicki's the guy in Miami. So,
yep. And that leaves Rob, who'll just go see who's the highest drafted. Yep.
And this time,
Hayden Hurst, because then he's going to look and go, oh, there's a second round. You know?
You know what? You're right.
I think Rob's going to outsmart us. He's going to be like, oh, look at that. The Jags lost Marquise Lee. Second round pick.
DJ Chark. I like it. So now Rob's added two receivers. Christian Kirk, DJ Chark. Grapes back on the board. Grapes has added Barkley, Cortland Sutton, James Washington.
Grapes has three of the next four.
So, he sees a fallen first round pick. He's gonna pull the trigger on Hayden Hurst here.
And that's no surprise to anyone. I mean, he's only got Hooper and Jonnu Smith. Hooper's a good player, but he's not a fantasy player.
Yeah, no, he hasn't really performed in fantasy. Hayden Hurst maybe not the best, but
I hear Grapes of Wrath loves the hair.
Oh well, that's
long red locks.
And to get a first round player in the middle of the second, can't pass that up. So. He's got another choice here, and he is going to take Antonio Callaway.
Ooh, there we go. There we go. A little bad apple.
Yeah, troubled receiver, but a lot of talent.
Yep.
Ryan likes his Browns. He's hot on them.
Hot on the Browns. That gives us Tim Schmeig.
First pick of the draft, Tim Schmeig.
And
it's getting pretty thin.
Yep. He doesn't have much to work with, but I think since he has Kenyon Drake, I think he pairs him with Kalen Ballage.
Smart. Lock down that backfield. Make sure that he's all set in case of an injury or anything like that.
Yeah, and I think
first running back taken since Rashad Penny at the end of the first round.
Grapes was hoping to
maybe land Ballage,
kind of slip past that, but I think Tim, like I said, I don't think he pays attention to football, but I think when he sees a backfield in need, I think he's gonna
corner the market on Dolphins running backs. Yeah, genius.
Yeah, I think, and that's where he's going in free agent. He's gonna give himself a little bit of Frank Gore action.
Yeah, he's gonna really. That's smart if you want a bad team. Now you got Grapes. He's on the clock. He's already added four second round picks, one first round pick. He's worried Thundergun is looking to add a quarterback. So he jumps up there and takes Baker Mayfield.
Ooh, he's going with the Mayfield-Callaway stack. That could be hot for years to come.
That's what Grapes is all about. It's not about winning. It's about looking good and picking hot prospects.
Oh, yeah.
Always looking for that next, you know.
Doesn't matter who.
It's 2020 vision, and it's not about, you know, it's not about winning. It's about looking good.
Exactly.
That's the Ryan way.
That's why he takes Jimmy Garoppolo on a redraft over, you know.
Proven players. You got to get that hot name.
Stuff like that.
But that leads us to Thunder Gun.
And I think Thunder Gun's owner, he's sitting next to me. Darren, I think Darren loves him some Lamar Jackson.
Oh, Ben and Darren both love him.
Yeah, so, got to have him. I think they might rather have Mayfield because he was the number one overall
and
pick.
And he might has probably a better shot to start some point this year than Lamar Jackson, but Mayfield's gone.
And you get a chance to take Mike Vick 2.0. They don't have another pick until a fourth. I think they go Mike Vick 2.0, take Lamar Jackson.
Gotta love that.
And this kind of goes against everything that's happened in these drafts before.
Usually quarterbacks fall.
Fourth or fifth round. Mm-hmm.
But we've noticed, looking back, a lot of bad players in the fourth round, a lot of bad players in the fifth, even the thirds fill with nobodies.
Yep.
And the people that stick out, Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes. So we both are on the same page that we think quarterbacks are going to get pushed up.
Yep.
Because people are realizing, $7 and put them on your practice squad, you might end up having a good quarterback. You don't need to worry about it.
You know, the thing is we say people are probably realizing, but it legit could just be the two of us.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's terrible. People that actually pay attention. Yeah. You know?
So
everyone.
You, and Hammers.
Yeah.
Yep, who's been paying attention to the draft last
And then the
years.
People that do take quarterbacks take them because it's the only people they recognize.
Yep.
And that's why Pat ends up with them.
That's why
Tony
Pat ends
up with them.
That's why Pat ends up with both Goff and Deshaun Watson on his practice squad.
While he already had Matt Ryan and Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
So he had four quarterbacks because he doesn't know who else to take. He just takes the quarterback.
Yep.
Same with Tony took Patrick Mahomes.
Yep. Probably didn't recognize anyone else.
He didn't recognize Juju Smith-Schuster's name. He just picked him because he was the highest guy.
Yeah.
Tony Cronin, jerk off.
So last
pick, Tim Schmeeg. Tim Schmeeg's looking around. He don't see much. He sees a second-round receiver still hanging there. Jimmy Garoppolo, Dante Pettis.
Yeah.
Tim's fired up.
Sounds about right. I wonder, Tim, do you think in this draft would potentially – do you think he thinks about pairing the Colts backfield at the bottom
just grab
the second
both.
Round?
That would be the smarter move, probably.
But
if Marlon Mack wins it, you wasted two picks. But it's kind of the Brad strategy.
Yep.
You know, Brad took three Packer running backs last year.
Yep. And
it ends up working because he's going to use probably Jamal Williams this year, and it's going to work.
Yeah, because he took Jones, Williams, and there was another
Devontae
one.
Mays.
Yep, and then he signed Ty Montgomery.
Yep.
Free
so
agency.
He got all of them. Now, the problem is Marlon Mack's already owned, so if it isn't Mack, you're in trouble.
Yep.
Maybe, like you said, though, he takes Ballage to pair with Drake and then signs Frank Gore to make sure he's got that Miami running game.
Yeah.
So that's their two-round mock.
Yeah, the second round wrapped up with Cortland Sutton, Christian Kirk, James Washington, Anthony Miller, Mike Gesicki, DJ Chark, Hayden Hurst, Antonio Callaway, Kalen Ballage, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, Dante Pettis.
So only one running back in the second round after we saw eight of them go in the first round.
Yeah, but that's...
Two quarterbacks.
It dries up
quick, though. After you get done with those first round, second round guys, you have... I mean, Royce Freeman was the third round, but he's the second overall pick in this.
Yep.
You fall all the way down to Kalen Ballage, who's a backup. You fall to the Colts
tandem. Jordan Wilkins.
There's not much left after that, so
it's
going to be a lot of running backs early, and then it's going to be receiver, 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 and then a tight
end
quarterback sprinkled in there.
You know, that's the thing. And after the first two rounds is where the people who have been paying attention since March.
Yeah, that's when they start to find good players. Like last year, I was able to get Kenny Galladay, Chris Godwin.
I ended up with Mac Hollins and Jonnu Smith in the fifth round.
Fifth round, yeah.
I traded in
and took Corey Clement, who ended up being productive. So it's, you know, Chris Carson was a third round pick.
Yep.
Matt Breida was undrafted, but in our league went, I think, in the third round.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, they're, I mean, I know who I'm targeting later in the draft. And I'm kind of hoping that the guys I'm really hot on aren't going to get drafted because I'm hoping not many people know about them.
I was surprised last year at how the lack of that people didn't know. A lot
how Jake Butt was going ahead of Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
While he was already on IR.
Yeah, stuff like that. You know, Joe Williams or no, Joe Williams was on IR, and then I think Jeremy McNichols was cut, and someone took him a high second round. So yeah. We'll see. You still have five more picks after this.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have a ton. I'm done after. Oh, no, I have a fourth, but.
And looking back, I mean, I have a bare roster, basically. So, I mean, it's basically Tyreek Hill and Chris Carson. So
you're taking best player available.
Yep. So, you know, Barkley, Sutton.
James Washington. Hayden Hurst, Callaway, and Baker Mayfield. I mean, that's not bad. That's two talented players all over the place.
Yeah,
so.
And the thing is, and hopefully Callaway can stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
And hopefully Mayfield, I don't know. I am a fan of stacking quarterbacks and receivers, so I'm glad it ended up falling that way.
But all right, we should probably wrap her up.
Yep. Yeah, that's the fantasy preview of Pat Chug's Dick Dynasty League.
Yeah, maybe we'll mix in a few episodes during the season, updating the league, you know.
Just random ones, every couple weeks. Just.
I mean, this league is a big part of our life.
Yeah.
This is very serious stuff here.
Well, I mean, we start trading back in June. I mean, the season.
The league never ends because it's Dynasty, and it's, I mean, we're.
We were making trades at the end of February, early March, because the new season was about to start.
Yeah, we're doing March 1st is the new season, so there's people cutting players, tagging players, there's auctions for, you know, the holdout or the franchise tag guys, there's holdouts, so yeah, the league never ends, so maybe we'll mix in a few podcasts for the league mates.
Yeah, we'll keep doing our regular weekly one, but we'll just add a second special and everything
first ever league special mates edition.
Or you guys enjoy this and want to keep up with it, we'll let it roll.
All right. We'll see you probably next Thursday with a regular episode previewing the football season.
Yeah, we'll probably hang out, watch the football game.
Watch the Falcons-Eagles?
I think it's Falcons-Eagles, yeah.
Hope the Eagles lose.
Yep.
Obviously, there was no Ben Saldin. He went and got Culver's and just didn't show up. We're in his garage, though. It's very nice.
Yep, looking at our draft
board. Beautiful draft
board. He helped
handmade,
put it together.
Handmade draft board.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, but with our own four hands.
Oh, yeah. You know, we print our own labels. We buy our own magnets. We build our own whiteboard.
Looks amazing.
All right.
Awesome.
Thanks,
guys.
Shut her down, boys.
See ya.